Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Pete Futek coming up in about 15 minutes here. Nick and JP back with you. I like this development. For a little bit of today, the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat was fighting.
Yeah.
It was like our guy Bonjour Bob fighting for his life over there.
I see that. He's trying to get people banned.
I don't know what changed, but we just got into Jordan Seaton was brought up by Kay Slade. Now we're talking football prospects. We like, I threw in Caleb Lomu. We got people talking trench talk there. Somebody wants us to take Lemon, the USC wide receiver.
Do we have some Haynes King discussion?
I mean, that was wild.
When
our guy brought up Haynes King.
We didn't talk enough about that. That was very wild.
I'm like, I think he's got like 2,000 yards passing, 10 touchdowns and 2 INTs. Like, I've already seen a check down Charlie here.
I don't know where he got that from. Georgia Tech quarterback over my dead body.
Not just that.
Over my dead body.
Anytime somebody says the phrase, you know, if he just threw better, he'd be a bigger prospect. I go, well, then he's not a good prospect.
Maybe he was trying to unite the chat is what Emery was trying to do there.
You know what?
He just goes station to station,
yep,
uniting different chats, being like, I'll just throw this guy out here. Hey, let's see what happens.
You know what? If Dylan Gabriel was 6'4", and if his arm wasn't, you know, Fugazi, gosh, what a quarterback he'd be in the pros. Like, I believe we've been doing this since there was a caveman that was like, you know, if this buffalo ran 5% faster, I mean, he'd still be alive. And it's like, yeah, but he didn't. He's food.
He is food. Can I bring a positive to the table?
You may.
I wanted to bring a positive. I noticed that Phil Mickelson, because I told you I've been seeing the GoFundMe for Bernie.
Uh-huh.
And so it was funny only because I was talking to my father-in-law about this. Like, I'm the guy that goes and looks and sees the different names for the donations because I don't know. It's just, I'm like, who's going to, basically,
we can own it.
I'm like, who's going to pop up? Right. And I saw like a Steve Young donated $20.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that can't be Steve Young. Like, is that the actual Steve Young? Imagine the real Steve Young going to Bernie's page and donating $20. There was a part of me that lost it just thinking about that. And then I was scrolling through and I saw Phil Mickelson had donated $20,000.
And then he also, actually, this is where we should give you more credit.
Phil, way to be.
Another $7,000 to Bryce Dunlap, the young man whose life, unfortunately, was cut short because of a brain injury.
He's there, too?
He gave $7,000 to the family of Bryce Dunlap, too.
Isn't it amazing how, like, just a little thing like that just completely changes the perception of someone that you have? Where I was like, and I've always waffled with my Phil Mickelson takes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more people than not settle on, like, hey, maybe not the greatest guy in the world.
Uh-huh.
But now in this instance, I'm like, all right, Phil, I like you now for at least a year.
I mean, I don't know for a year, but I at least am like, that's
maybe
a cool
3
move.
Months. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe 6 months.
All
I don't know.
All the other stuff seems to be very true, but very nice move.
Maybe it reaffirms that sometimes perceived bad people can do good things from time to time as well.
I like that.
So good job by Phil Mickelson there. I like that.
And very good job.
And bad
there.
Job by either faux Steve Young or the real Steve Young. I'm not sure yet.
Gosh.
I want to go put one. I'm going to donate $20 under John Elway now.
I was going to start to think about the quarterbacks I want to dog by just putting like laughably low amounts of money. Let's go ahead and get to the quarterback Deadpool by welcoming in the commissioner of the quarterback Deadpool. If you guys are just joining us, if you're new to the show, how this works is in the preseason, knowing the Browns really needed quarterback, we all drafted quarterback Deadpool teams, Mac, JP and I, we have added to our rosters, we have subtracted, and at some point I might need to start doing more subtracting. Jake, what you got for us?
Yeah, so this is week 13 of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool, and we're going to start with the team who just continues to win these polls that we post on the Afternoon Drive Twitter account, Mac Robinson. Your team is Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, and Darian Mensa. Are we still feeling good about your team over there, Mac?
Yeah, we're still feeling good. I wish that Mensa had a better supporting cast around him. And same thing goes for Lenora Sellers at this point, who can't seem to buy a win at this point because of South Carolina. But love the group that I got so far with Ty and with Fernando.
All right, that brings me to your team, Nick, and you seem pretty down on your team. I believe earlier today you said that your team's dead in the show.
It's certainly not living. Hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not. It's not like teeming with life.
So your latest addition was Arch Manning, who you added last week. Of course, Texas losing to Georgia last week, 35-10. You have Carson Beck, who had a 3-touchdown game against NC State. John Mateer, who did enough to beat Alabama, with Oklahoma set to face yet another ranked opponent in Missouri this week. And Jaden Maiava, who looked good against Iowa, but faces his toughest test yet against Oregon this Saturday. You're not feeling good as another subtraction coming this week.
Well, no subtraction. I think my point is, I think I'm going to have a bunch of guys taken day two. I'm going to get some. I might have a second rounder, probably have two or three third rounders. And I just got to hope that that pulls the rest of the thing. Like, Matt could have two top 10 picks. That's going to be tough to beat. JP could have at least one top 10 pick. I think at this point, I got to be the volume shooter that somehow still makes 40% of his shots.
How do you feel about your pickup there of Arch Manning?
I feel pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
Did he have almost 300 yards there, Moss?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
All right. I just wanted to know how you felt. I just wanted to know how you felt.
I mean, Lenora Sellers has played like crap for multiple weeks. You don't see somebody sweating over there.
You sweating over there?
No, not at all. The rest of his team is garbage, but wish that he had some help.
You watch the second half of that game?
I did indeed.
Wolf.
He'll be great at Virginia Tech, though.
That was real tough.
Lyle Lenoris is totally coming back. You might want to think about getting off that bandwagon.
For the last time I blew a 27-point lead at Texas A&M.
Might be taking Carson Beck's spot.
I remember my first beer.
251 yards passing for Arch Manning, a tutty.
I just didn't know if you were having any, you know, buyer's remorse or anything. I just wanted to know. No. It's fine if you're not.
The stats
are
looking good.
I just wanted to know how you were feeling, because it seems pretty stamped down what's happening there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, JP, let's turn attention to your team. You have Dante Moore, who's coming off a great game as Oregon plays USC this week. Cade Klubnik led Clemson to a ranked win last week. Sam Levitz, of course, still injured, out for the year. And your latest addition, Garrett Nussmeier, who did not play in LSU's win last week, I believe is listed as doubtful this week. How are you feeling about your team?
I'd like to make a change to my team, if that's okay, Commissioner.
For the third straight week, yeah.
Kenny Dillingham out there trying to basically get restaurants to pony up $1,000 for Sam Levitt to stay there tells me Sam Levitt's as good as gone. Not only is he not going to the NFL, the transfer is coming. When Kenny Dillingham is out there legitimately making, you know the restaurant business, because they make so much money there. Yeah, right, Kenny. When he's out there being like, open up your pockets, maybe making a Sam Levitt-inspired burger. It's like, I know he's gone. He is as good as gone, and there's no way he's coming back. So I think I'm going to have to make a change here. I think it's
Haynes King.
You stole my thunderous my thunderous move here. Yeah. I was inspired by Emery in such a way that I would like to I want to move Sam in honor of Haynes King.
Are you? This is not a bit?
Not a bit. I'd like to bring Haynes King on board.
You know he can't throw the ball, right?
I'm very aware. I think he's going to go undrafted. But he's going to do more for me than what Sam Leavitt's going to do at this point.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Sam Leavitt's definitely staying in college. I need to, if it ends up being a day three pick, I need to accumulate guys that are going to actually be taken. And if Emery says he's a the best quarterback in the draft, I highly doubt that. I would imagine. I mean, we opened the segment mocking him for a reason. But I want to bring him on board. I want to bring him on board.
Saying he might go undrafted isn't the biggest vote of confidence there,
JP. Like he's legitimately like a day three, very end, sixth, seventh round. What kind of pop up are we getting for sixth, seventh rounders these days on the points board? What are we getting?
We have to come up with the points chart.
What does the points chart say? Or should I just die with Sam Leavitt because he's not going? First off, he's leaving Arizona State. That's a guarantee. Dillingham, absolute fool. But he's not going to the pros now. I got to get value. I'm talking to you, Commish.
Yeah, how we actually
you're
score?
I'd like an answer. Somebody, please.
How we actually score the Deadpool has yet to be finalized.
Which
still
I always thought was
progress.
A flaw in the Deadpool. By the way,
we're getting there.
I need to know what I need to be shooting for.
I think you're shooting just fine there, shooter.
Haynes King, come on board.
You say Haynes Kink?
No, Haynes King, you goober.
I heard Haynes Kink.
Haynes Kink?
I think secretly somebody wants to go into the Josh Hoover furry waters.
We're getting awfully close.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Gonna put the hat on. Gonna put the helmet on. Like Darth Vader for furries.
How did the poll go last week?
Yeah, Matt got first place, I believe, with 68% of the vote. Nick second with 19%. JP back in third place with 13%.
Yeah, I figured as much. Once I got rid of Drew Aller, it was just... We need to put an asterisk on there, too. People think we're drafting this every week. And they think we're just idiots. they think we're just idiots. By the way,
they think maybe you're just the idiot.
Ryan on Twitter saying dollar donation is Brandon Whedon. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Kamish. We must run. It's time for Pete Futek of College Football News in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.